KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have two Fresno State students with me today. Welcome Juan Guzman, who is the past chair of the USU Board of Directors, and Angelica Reyes, who's now the chair of the USU Board of Directors. And also with us in the studio is my colleague, W.A. Stone, who is the Vice President for Administrative Services. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Great to see you. So today we're going to talk about a new potential project, the Student Union and Faculty Center here at Fresno State. How exciting is that? What a great project.
Really, really great project, Dr. Lummis. Really exciting to hear that we're really thinking about creating a new student union on campus. I think a student union is a place for students to come together and to learn and grow. And I feel that with the current building that we have, we really lack the space for that to really happen in a really good way. I always see the union as the living room for the university. Mm-hmm. And for students to have that place where they can go study, meet, go get food, go print, go use computers, to make that even a bigger thing by creating a new student union, I think would be amazing. The current building that we have was built in 1968 for a student population of 10,000 students. Now we're close to 24,000 students. So we really lack the space for students to enjoy all these services that we have and for them to really be successful within the student union. So I feel it's an exciting news, and I think it's a great idea.
Absolutely. How about you, Angelica? What are you thinking?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm just as excited as everyone else is with regard to this new project. As Juan mentioned, we as USU Board of Directors members get a little bit of a behind-the-scenes insight into what the current building has. And also, I think it's a little bit of a privilege that we've been able to go and see other new USU buildings, other existing USU buildings around the area in California. That gives us a little bit of insight on what we're lacking. But also, we get to see how much we're able to do within our own union with the space that we have. Again, this is a building that's really old, from 1968, and we have over 300 clubs in our student involvement. And to be able to have the space for these clubs to meet, to gather, to go about executing their plans and projects that they're planning, and even just for our own programs that we're able to offer from the USU, is very limited, not only with the budget that we have, but space. Sometimes when it comes to storage, we have to go off campus to be able to store items for our USU and for our different leadership groups on campus. And so we're very excited to be able to think about this potential new USU and to be able to think about how we're able to not only meet the needs of the general student population, but to encourage more student involvement, more student engagement. And this new idea would give us room to be able to think bigger, think better, and to offer more services and programs to the general Fresno State student.
Absolutely. If our president was here, he'd say, thinking bold for the future here, right?
Correct.
So, you know, absolutely, I often talk about involvement and engagement and a sense of belonging. And as you said, it's the living room. Some people might call it even the family room of your home here on campus. And what a great facility, this 100,000 square foot building. I know you must have a favorite part of this new feasibility study. There must be something that just really excites you about the potential space in this new union. Is there something that you want to say that has the wow factor, is going to really make this a signature building for our students?
I am going to come back to the meeting rooms, to the conference rooms that would be offered within this new space, because this gives us a larger opportunity for the students and clubs and even faculty or anyone that needs to have meetings to be able to have a space on campus where they can meet. We currently are very limited with the conference rooms that we have now in the current USU, which is very limited to only a few, and those are booked all year long. And sure. Trying to find sometimes off-campus space to meet because they don't have a space to meet on campus. And so even thinking about different sizes of conference rooms and different accommodations, different meeting spaces, arrangements that we're able to offer. So these conference rooms are going to not only be used by the current clubs and organizations that we currently hold, but for the overall Fresno State population.
Great. How about you, Juan? Any part of the building that really just strikes you in this new feasibility study?
I think I would have to echo what Ms. Angelica said. I feel that something we really hear all the times with students is the fact that there's not enough meeting space for clubs and orgs to meet. Currently, we only have 6 meeting rooms in the current student union. So I feel that adding more meeting space to new union would be amazing. But I feel based on the concept that I saw, the ballroom is a really exciting piece too to the building.
Yeah, I feel that's what I thought you were going to say. That's my favorite one. I love the ballroom because I can see you guys doing all sorts of programming in there. I can see us doing conferences and breaking up the room, doing all sorts of fun things there.
Yeah, I feel that space can be utilized by both the student involvement office to do events, do leadership conferences and stuff like that for
Absolutely.
The students, but also for the students, for clubs and orgs to do their events. Mm-hmm. And for them to do bigger scale events where they can incorporate more students and maybe grow their club population or org populations in one way or another. So I feel the ballroom's a really exciting piece. And also the food court that it's going to be added to the building too. Mm-hmm. I feel that that's something that we get a lot of problems and concerns sometimes with the current food court that we have. It's really small. It's used a lot by the student population. And I feel that they're always asking for more food options. So adding more food options in another building, I think, would be amazing.
So college students wanting food? I mean, my goodness, there's a message.
Right? A lot of students are on campus their entire day. So That's having right. that one space where you can go and get food, and maybe with a new building and more space for food options, maybe a different kind of food, maybe a bit more healthy. I think it's a great way and chance for us to think outside the box and really ask the students, what kind of food do you want on campus? Because now we're actually going to have the space to offer those food options.
Absolutely. Have more of the space. Now, as you know, we had 2 forums on campus, and we've been studying this with 2 separate groups for over a year and a half almost. And everybody, if they wanted to, had a chance to chime in at the forums. They've been online and giving their opinions there. The 2 studies we've done. So there's been a lot of input, a lot of collaboration and partnership in terms of coming up with where we are today with this feasibility study. But is there anything that you would change? Anything that, you know, you might say, well, I wish we had this in it, or there's some other things that if there was space, it would be great to have? As you've talked to students or your own opinions, is there anything else that comes to mind?
I think one that just comes to mind is the printing station in the new building. I know computer space as it is currently in the building that we have is really limited. So having a space in the possible new building where students can go and they have more computer space and more printing options, I think that would be really, really useful. Another thing that would be amazing in the new building would be just a space that could be open 24/7. Maybe the whole building would be amazing if that was a possibility, but at least having a space where students can go, there's students who stay here really late or here really early.
Sure.
So having that option for the new building would be amazing.
Right. The 24/7, as you know, this year for, I believe, the first time, we have piloted that, and it looks like moving forward to the fall, the first floor of the union where all the nice, comfortable seating is, and that area is going to be used throughout the whole semester and year as a 24/7 space moving forward. Angelica, anything you want to add?
Certainly. We've actually had the opportunity to do a few tabling events hosted by the USU Board of Directors and have spoken to many students. And we have asked them directly, what are some of the things that if this new building were to come onto campus, what would you like to see in it? And some of the things that they really brought up a lot was definitely a computer lab room where they can come and use computers, and then also a sleeping space. A napping room, some type of area where they can relax, and maybe sleeping pods, things like that. That's something that students really mentioned and highlighted a lot. So I think that those are 2 different areas to address. But a computer room, I think, would be highly, highly useful in this new building. Our current building only has computers along the wall area, which are very limited, and we don't have a whole room for them that they can access. And a lot of the assignments that students do are using a computer. And so I think that that's something that we also want to think about and consider. And so that would be one thing that I would say we would like to add.
Okay, sleeping pods, huh? Wow. So this is like power naps that people want?
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
So I hadn't heard that one yet. I understand in computers, you can never seem to have enough computers for folks, but the sleeping pods, I guess I heard it from the health center staff a little bit, but not from students. So power naps, or I'm going to take that down. The older I get, the more that power nap idea sounds like a good idea. I'm like the union. I'm built prior to 1968. So let's talk about programming and events. You know, there's now it's an older movie. It's one of my favorite movies, Field of Dreams. And they say, if you build it, they will come. So what kinds of things from a USU board, what kind of programming, what kind of events do you think to involve and engage students, give that sense of belonging we talked about? Would you do more of or differently? Or just give me a sense of how this new facility will really impact the USU board.
We have a wonderful team within USU Productions that helps plan the programs that happen through the University Student Union to offer to the entire student population at Fresno State. And one of the things that they're not necessarily able to do, that they're very limited by, is the space. And so this potential new USU would offer the opportunity for a larger, bigger, and even late night programming mm-hmm. that would be able to be offered to the students. And so I think that late night would be an option if this is a new building that they're able to use, and especially if the, let's say, the ballroom area were to come into the building, then this space would be able to be used to host larger crowds, to invite larger acts onto campus, and to be able to offer that to the students would be an amazing opportunity from the programming side. And so just larger events is something that would be an opportunity that this new building would bring.
Great. Thank you. I'm going to shift over to my colleague, Debbie A. Stone, a little bit. And she and I have been on the steering committee now for over a year working on the potential new student union and faculty center. And so welcome again, Debbie,
Good
with
morning.
Us here today.
Thank you.
So as we've been looking at planning this facility for the future, I know we've talked a lot about the synergy between the current union, the library, the new union, faculty center, and really even the outdoor spaces like the amphitheater and other areas. So talk to me a little bit about the project and what it will encompass. We know it's going to take about 4 years or so to get from start to finish. But from the business side of the house, talk a little bit about the facility and what this all entails for our campus.
First of all, I think it's just an exciting project. And as Juan and Angelica shared, it's one that's needed to meet the growing needs of our campus and our student population. But one of the things that we did early on as part of the feasibility study and working with the consultants was looking at what's the preferred site for this facility? What makes the most sense from a master plan standpoint, as well as from a student, you know, service and student engagement? And in looking at that, we really kind of closely looked at the site that we're brought forward as part of the study there next to the Madden Library and the existing student union, and really taking advantage of a great site there with the outdoor amphitheater. It's a beautiful outdoor space, but very difficult to have major events there anymore, just given obviously how the campus development has occurred around there. And so the site really, I think, lends itself to a lot of synergies with programming and a student plaza area. It addresses, as part of the master plan, the new entry off of Shaw and Jackson Avenue, and you know, ultimately then demolishing some of our older buildings in that area and really creating that open space, as well as having a signature building as part of the new main entry to the campus there off of Shaw. So as the planning and programming for the project was underway, the site really came into play as far as the importance of being able to accommodate in the heart of the campus there. We heard that quite a bit through some of the focus groups and discussion, that the existing location was very important as being the heart of the campus and where a lot of the activities for the clubs and organizations and student leadership was happening. And when the library closes, then the student union could be open. And so that location and proximity, and also complementing the spaces that are in the existing student union, really lent itself very well to the current site that we are recommending as part of the study.
Great, great. So let's dispel the rumor right here and now.
Oh, I know what's coming.
That we're not going to tear down the old student union.
That's right. Actually, it's a great building. As President Castro and I say, it has good bones. And it's a great building. It's an iconic building. It's part of our campus history. It was obviously our original student union. The architecture still is important, as important part of one of our original early buildings that were built on our campus. But we've outgrown it. but we're not going to demolish it. It's a great building. As part of this project, we'll be looking at what the secondary effects are, meaning, you know, how would we repurpose that building still with the intent and programmatic need relative to the fund source that helps support the operation of the building. So working on looking at, okay, what are some other student service, student programming areas that may not be in the new student union, but that we would backfill or look at being able to locate in that building, and what renovation, modernization would need to occur at that time. It's a great building. It's structurally sound. We would still need some of the dining and food court areas in that building. The pavilion area in connection to the bookstore is very important. So the planning for that piece would start after we move forward more with the design of the current student union and looking at how we would repurpose the existing union.
Great, great. Well, the proximity to each other is fantastic, and you really have the opportunity to pull the three buildings together with the outdoor spaces that we've planned, the plaza, and also the amphitheater and what we could do over there, the outdoor seating. So when I speak of synergy, talk a little bit about what are some of the things that will be in the new union that we would build, and then how the three places play off of each other.
Sure. Well, some of the major program elements that are included, again, it's approximately 100,000 square feet. It includes a faculty center, which I think is very exciting, that will be approximately 10,000 square feet. But in addition, we'll have the meeting rooms, the dining service areas, the ballroom, and the welcome center, and an auditorium. So for dog days and parents and visitors and prospective new students coming to campus, to have a welcome center that's adjacent to parking and off the new main entry, and a real welcome statement to prospective students and parents to say welcome to Fresno State, and being able to have that welcoming atmosphere and the facilities and area for the staff, the dog day staff and our outreach staff, is so important. And that's something that we don't have now. We kind of make it happen in different parts of the campus. And many major universities have a similar type facility. And I think that's something that we're lacking. And the ability to obviously accommodate student involvement space for the USU board, for our ASI leadership and their Senate meetings. So being able to bring those major student activities, the Leadership Center, possibly looking at the Richter Center. So there's all of these different opportunities where we could bring these program areas together. And it makes a difference when we can have all of them in one building, and the synergies and energy and working together and collaboration that happens when the physical proximity is closer together.
Absolutely. It sounds so great. I wish we could have it on campus tomorrow.
I know you'd like to have it ready for the fall.
Could you have it ready by this fall for us so we can get going, Debbie? I mean, what's the point here?
Yes,
if I had
the facilities magic wand. So.
All right. Oh, boy, it sounds so fantastic to have both the library, one of the best libraries I've ever seen, as you say, a strong structural building that has space that we can utilize, and now 100,000 square feet with the beautiful California weather where we can use the outside spaces so nicely. It just seems like it will be that place for students to congregate between classes, to come and get a bite to eat, to meet friends, do all sorts of things, go to events that USU Board does. It just really seems like that signature building that's missing that will help us move to the next step. So that's really great.
It'll really complement our gorgeous Madden Library, and I think really bring a definite profile to that area of the campus and complement what's there, and help us as we move forward looking at some of our older buildings that have exceeded their useful life. And I know we have a number of them, but we're on an aggressive plan as part of our master planning effort this next academic year that aligns with our strategic plan to ensure that we're moving forward more aggressively with these projects that are very important for our campus and for our students.
Absolutely fantastic. All right. So, Debbie, you know, we've been talking about this incredible project, signature building, all this wonderful stuff. Talk to me a little bit about how do we fund it? How long will it take? What are some of the kind of nuts and bolts as we move forward in terms of referendums and other kinds of things to make this project come to fruition down the road?
Well, projects like this take anywhere possibly between 5 to 7 years from kind of the start of the planning to occupancy or completion.
So my idea by the fall is out the window, it sounds
just a tad.
Oh, darn, I thought I could have that done by fall.
As much as we'd like to be able to say we could make it happen, there's quite a bit of a process that we need to go through for a project like this relative to funding and then approvals that we have to go through with the CSU Board of Trustees. But what's exciting is the planning for this has started. The feasibility study has given us a lot of great input and plans to move forward with. But the next step is really to begin for a fee referendum, which would then be the approval that the students would have to fund this project.
Right, next April, correct?
Next April, I know that's the goal. And I believe we're on track to meet that deadline and the consultation process that'll happen this fall in preparation for the fee referendum. In parallel with that, we will initiate the design process. We will go out for selection of the architectural and engineering team so that we have this running parallel. So when the fee referendum is approved, and we know that will happen because we know our students are very excited, but we will know then from a financial standpoint, the fee amount that the students are willing to support. And then our job and our task is to deliver a project that meets the programmatic objectives, but also the financial objectives based upon the amount of the fee referendum. So it is a collaborative process, and they have to kind of work in parallel because we have to ultimately take forward to the Board of Trustees a guaranteed maximum price or bid from a general contractor that fits within the financial parameters that would be required for both debt service as well as annual operations, because we still have the obligation for operation of the existing student union and the existing student rec center. So it's all part of a similar process that we went through when there was a fee referendum to build the student rec center. So we have a good understanding on our campus of how to get projects like this accomplished. And the student leadership and student advocacy is a huge component to this, which we really appreciate being able to work with both the USU Board of Directors and our associated students leadership as well.
So as I understand it moving forward, then the project itself could be funded through student fees, also philanthropy. So if we have some people out there who want to name the building or name different rooms within the building, so by any philanthropy that we get for this new facility, that will decrease the price that it would cost through a fee for students. So really the model, as I understand it, is philanthropy, student fees, and any campus dollars that can be put towards this project.
That's correct. So we'll be working with Vice President Castadio on a fundraising plan for the project, as well as the student body center fee component, which would be then approved through a fee referendum, and then the amount of campus support that would help to support the faculty center, which is, I think, a great additional element to have as part of this new student union.
Absolutely great. Now, if I had enough money, Angelica and Juan, I would put it down on the table and say, we call it the Lamas Student Union and Faculty Center, but unfortunately I can't do that. So what do you think? Do you think your fellow students will get behind this kind of referendum and want to vote it forward so that we can get this building done in the future?
I think many people are excited. It's looking very positive, so I would definitely say yes. I know we are very excited, and it's really about just letting the students know what this means and what are the many beautiful opportunities that this new building would bring onto campus to Fresno State and for the student involvement and for just everyone at Fresno State, not only students, but faculty, staff, and administration as well. So I think that many people just will have to think about this concept and make sure that they vote, because that is very important. This beautiful idea of this new building will not be able to happen without their vote. And so in order to move forward, we're going to need the support from the students. We're going to need them to get behind the ballots and when those elections come during the spring semester. And we're just going to be able to hopefully get all these students to vote on this project and to let us know that they're also behind it and as excited as we are.
Great. How about you, Juan? Anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think the whole beauty of this project is that it's by the students for the students. So it's going to come down to the students wanting this building on campus. So I just encourage the students to ask questions, to learn about the project. Do you want to see something different in the new building? Do you have any concerns, any problems with the current concept that we have? Again, it's going to come down to really us as students really wanting this project to happen on campus. I know that currently from a few students that we have talked to through surveys and focus groups, it's been really positive feedback. So they really like the idea. But again, they want more details. How much is it going to cost? That's the big question. And
sure.
Again, currently we really don't know. And I know the campus is doing the best that we all can, pretty much as you mentioned, to see how much money can be put together. So that student fee, that if it happens, to minimize the price. So it really doesn't affect the students in any negative way. So again, I would just encourage the students to ask questions, to ask about the project, to get more informed about it, and to go vote and really let us know what you want for this new building.
Absolutely. I think, you know, as I look at the feasibility, the building really has a wow factor to it. It is really a beautiful building and concept right now. And as you said a minute ago, Angelica, one of the things we really haven't talked a lot about, we've talked about how this affects students, but really this affects our entire community, our faculty, our staff, our incoming students, people from the community who come to campus. It really will be a building for all of Fresno State and for the adjoining community that we serve on a day-to-day basis. So that's one of the beauties of a building like this, that it will really be for everyone. There's a few questions, Debbie. I think you're probably the best person to ask these questions. As we've gone to these forums and we've talked to different folks, there have been some questions that have come up. And so I'm going to kind of transition away a little bit more into the weeds here and ask some questions that will hopefully help people to better understand some of the parameters of the project. Because as they say, sometimes the details are where people want to get. And so the first one is, it has to do with healthy food options and the potential to have more healthy food options and selections in the new union. And I know that you have food service under you, and we'll get to a parking question after this for sure.
But, I can't wait.
Yes, I'm sure you can. The czarina of parking here. Tell us a little bit about what you may envision with food service in the future.
As Juan indicated earlier in our conversation, this project will be able to provide us the opportunity to look at all of our dining options on campus and concepts, and be able to bring in concepts that we currently don't have, concepts that we just have not been able to explore because we just don't have the square footage in the existing buildings to be able to, you know, complement some of the healthy dining options that I know our campus community would love to see us offer, and we do too. And we've had a lot of great discussion with our food service advisory committee and our student leadership, and actually working with both ASI and the USU board actually on a healthy food survey that will be launched in the fall. And all of this, I think, will just really help us then be able to determine what is the right mix of retail dining that would be included in this project, but not be restricted or limited by the square footage constraints that we currently have in the existing student union, as well as in some of our other, you know, ancillary operations. And also, this will allow us then in the future to be able to demolish the University Center building, which was part of our master plan for the future, because we could not demolish that building and not be able to replace the dining options that are there with other options for our campus community. The demand obviously has grown significantly. The student union was built for FTE, I think, of about 10,000. And as Juan indicated, we're currently at about 24,000. So we know we have needs that we need to be able to accommodate there. And so this project will really help us to be able to do that in a much more inviting and larger scale than we currently have. So we're ready, our team is ready, and we're so excited to be able to dream about what the potential could be there. So there's not a lack of interest by our campus as far as what would be some exciting options that we could bring in there. So more to come on that as the plans continue. So
well,
stay tuned.
You raised an interesting point as far as the footprint of this building. So this building really goes from next to the library, goes all the way over, demolishes Taco Bell and Keats and some other areas, and goes right up to the amphitheater.
Right.
You probably can say it better than I just did, but it's a pretty big
footprint. No, you did a great job.
It's
a big footprint, and I think as we mentioned, it's approximately a three-story building. I don't know if we mentioned that earlier. And so this is a big footprint for this area of the campus, but in working with the concept architects, Stantec on the feasibility study, and we still will have more work to do as we actually get into launching the actual schematic design of the project, but looking to kind of bridge that area, as you mentioned, kind of as west of the amphitheater and in the area of the university and Keats building. But at the same time, we have to be mindful that we need to sequence this so that we need to be able to build the new student union and then be able to ensure that we have the replacement space for those occupants and program areas within the two buildings, Keats and University Center, before we can demolish them. And so that's part of looking at, okay, how do we, you know, accommodate maybe some of those functions and areas within the existing student union. But also at the same time, one of the key criteria that we gave Stantec in working with them is we cannot impact the parking in that area. Parking is a premium, as we all know, on our campus, and the parking in that area that serves, you know, the library and many of the central functions there, the student union area in that part of the campus, is very important. On the master plan, we have a parking structure planned for that area, but we may not be able to do a parking structure at the same time as the new student union. And so we're looking at also what else we could do to increase the number of stalls in that lot as part of just a redesign of the existing surface lot. So we're looking at a number of options, but we know whatever the footprint and final site is for this project, looking to minimize any impact to the parking in that area and looking at how we could possibly increase the number of stalls with some reconfiguration of the existing lot. And then hopefully in the future, we will be able to put a parking structure there, especially as we look at that area of the campus and possibly some other academic buildings that may be added in the future to help complement that Shaw frontage. And as I said during the forum, and I'll say it here on the show, before I retire, we're going to demolish the lab school building. And we got a lot of cheers, I think, Dr. Lamas, right at the forum.
Absolutely.
Our colleagues know we have an opportunity there to have another nice signature building there on that site that, again, I think would complement the student union, the library, and this whole end of the campus, an area that has a lot of great activity and visibility for our community as well.
So you heard it here on our show. Parking will not be affected. In fact, it might even be enhanced in the future by remeasuring the spaces and maybe someday having a parking garage. So all of you out there who are wondering about parking, it was answered by our vice president here today. So all good. I'll tell you, the part that gives me goosebumps. I get excited about these things because I know how new buildings and new structures can change the whole campus and how we interact with one another. And so I just have this vision of this beautiful new building with the Madden Library, the great strong union, strong bones, as we said, union, beautiful grass plaza around it and the amphitheater. Then you've got the Peace Garden and the Rose Garden and the fountain. Oh my God, what a beautiful campus. I mean, it's already a beautiful campus, but it's just going to get better. Just going to get better. So very excited about that. So I'm going to shift to one of the things also came up in the forum, Debbie, was this whole notion of why are we thinking about a union now? And there's campus infrastructure things that we need to do, and particularly improvements that need to be made in the classrooms. And I know you're working towards all of those classroom improvements to try to get there. But talk first a little bit about how these two projects are separate, why they're separate, the funding sources and things. And then maybe you can talk just to help people understand all the great things you guys are doing this summer alone with classroom spaces.
Well, we have a lot of work to do in that area as far as classroom modernization as well as laboratory modernization. But as you stated, the fund source for the new student union project really kind of dictates the scope and purpose of how those funds can be used. And so when we're looking at this being funded with student body center fees through a fee referendum, at least the majority, our goal is to obviously have a philanthropic component as well as a component of campus support for the faculty center. But the majority of the financing will be based upon the amount of student body center fees that our students vote on to support for this project. So that's why we're looking at spaces that are programmatically aligned with the fund source, aligned with what the student organizations and student leadership envision for this facility, very similar to the Student Rec Center. Could we add classrooms? Yes, but given the program study that we had here, we're really at a max as far as square footage that we can put on this site with a three-story building from the standpoint of complementing the other buildings that are adjacent to this one. And we do understand that we have a lot of work to do within our existing buildings, academic buildings, and modernization that needs to occur. And we're working collaboratively and closely with our provost and vice president for academic affairs, Dr. Zalesny, and her team and the deans to have a priority plan of those projects and funding model to support those projects as well. We're also having some exciting discussions with our colleagues in arts and humanities about some possibilities of future signature buildings, as I alluded to earlier, possibly along Shaw, that would include a significant amount of academic space and interdisciplinary lecture space, possibly. So a lot of this is driven by formula by the Chancellor's Office on new instructional space, whether it be lecture or laboratory space. And right now, we're really looking to see how can we ensure that the utilization and modernization of our existing academic buildings, how can we maximize that in addition to looking at what possible new academic facilities we need to have, again, as part of our master plan process and as part of our capital outlay planning process that we're underway with right now for the 17-18 fiscal year. And in addition, thanks to President Castro and his support, we're investing over $20 million in the next 2 years in deferred maintenance projects. And so a lot of that will look at roofs and mechanical systems and landscape areas. We're looking at totally redoing the quad area that is in the middle of the family food science, social science, PHS buildings there. That's going to make a huge difference as part of our outdoor areas where our students and faculty and staff can gather. And that'll complement our outdoor wireless that has been recently added. Really looking at making sure we have nice engaging outdoor areas. As you mentioned, we have some great weather and we need to be able to take advantage of some of that. So there's going to be a lot of investment made into our campuses next 2 years in addition to all the new construction. And so it's an exciting time at Fresno State. There is a lot going on. The summer projects, hopefully our students will see a big difference when they come back in the fall. Our electrical infrastructure project will hopefully be wrapping up in September. And I know that's been a little bit evasive and causing some inconvenience for our campus as we've been tearing up the campus and then tearing it up again. But it was a necessary project. And again, that was, you know, another $30 million of investment thanks to the support from the CSU. So we're making progress, but we have a lot of work to do there. Our campus is aged, and that reinvestment, when we weren't able to do as much during the more difficult fiscal years, we have some catching up to do. But the leadership on our campus and the support that we're getting is phenomenal, and we're going to make a difference. And we know we have a lot of work to do, but I'm very proud of our team and the work that's underway.
So you're going to have a lot of tired people this summer. It sounds like you're working on lots of projects. And you know, I think the important thing to understand is that these things are all working side by side, and that the fees that go for a student union, let's say from the students or the people who might be inclined to give to a student union, are not the same people that would finance an academic building.
That's correct.
Or some other things. So as we move forward, everything is important, and we will be looking to philanthropy, operating dollars, and other funds to do all these dreams that we have as Fresno State.
I think what's really important is the consultation and collaboration, especially that's happened as part of the feasibility study for this project. And there's been a lot of campus-wide engagement in this. And I think that's attributing to the success we're going to have and the leadership from our students.
Well, this has been really exciting morning talking about this enormous project that will really impact our university, a signature building, a faculty center, and student union. So happy we've had a chance to talk, and I'm looking forward to the years passing quickly so that we can get this building up and running here at Fresno State. So I'd like to thank my guests, Debbie, Juan, and Angelica, for being here with us today. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Sunday morning at 10:30 for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.